We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Made it to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. This week is flying by, and this was supposed to be the week really where nothing was happening, and things have been happening. There's news, NBA free agency, like it's supposed to be downtime. But yeah, I mean, Crowder, Bradley Beal just opted out of his player option. So naturally everybody's linking him to their favorite NBA team already. He opted out 25 minutes ago, and naturally everybody's linking him to his favorite NBA team. That's what we hear in our nightmares. Everybody that's been expecting Bradley Beal to leave Washington. That's what we hear in our nightmares. Really quickly, Crowder, this is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha, good vibes on tap. We'll have Funky Buddha flowing for the 4th of July weekend, right?
Oh, my goodness. Will we? I told you. You know, I'm going up to old Space Coast, and I got me 3 cases. I might get me a 4th case of Funky Buddha. You know, I'm a hop gun guy. I'm going to take me an old 3-4 cases up there.
Yeah. So here's my thing, and I was saying this right before I tossed to the best of. Bradley Beal opting out, to me, makes sense. If I'm Bradley Beal, he can sign the 5-year Supermax with Washington, and it's like north of $200 million, Crowder. I think it's like close to $260, $280, something like that. And then if he wants to sign elsewhere for 4 years, it would be like $100+ million less that he'd be leaving on the table to sign elsewhere for $4 million. Now, Crowder, I'm no genius, but if you can choose between $200+ million or $100+ million, what are you going with?
I'm going to go $200.
Yeah.
I'm going to go $200.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah. I don't think you'd sacrifice $100 million. There are very few circumstances would lead me to sacrifice $100 million. So let's be real. Everything we know about Bradley Beal is that, and I saw the quote, he wants to see it through in Washington. He's not leaving. All right? Like, let's temper our expectations this offseason, because if you're starting, we did this with Kyrie and KD. We let ourselves, and I'm guilty of it, Crowder, like, we let ourselves have these dreams of bringing in Kevin Durant for no reason, and then 10 minutes later, it was all done. Like, let's temper expectations, because it'll just lead to disappointment when we know what Bradley Beal is going to do.
Yeah, man, come on now. He's going to do that. And then after that, you know, he can sign. And then if he's unhappy, you get locked into that $250 million, $260 million contract. And then now you can work your way around and see what happens later. But, bro, think about that. Taking $100 million less when really we know how the NBA works. You can sign at $250 and then complain and get out of there and somebody else gives it to you.
Yeah, like, you force your way out.
Listen, it's not even – like, it's not, this isn't brain surgery. This is math. Everybody can do math. And I think Bradley Beal is just doing a little math right now.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Doug Plagans in the next segment, radio voice of the Florida Panthers. There was some Panther news today, kind of sucky Panther news about Anthony Duclair and his injury. But we haven't spoken with Doug Plagans since the Panthers hired a new head coach. And the last time he was on, he was in a drive-thru. Now he's in Las Vegas. So a lot to catch up with the radio voice of the Florida Panthers. I do want to, before we get the headlines here, Crowder, I want to do 2 things. I want to celebrate a birthday today. But before that, I want to get to PJ Tucker. Because we've seen the report about PJ Tucker, right? that there's interest there, mutual interest between him and Philadelphia. And it sounds like, as of right now, the chances of him not figuring out a deal with Philadelphia are very slim. It's that 33-year, $30 million deal for PJ Tucker that's attractive. And Crowder, let's be real. James Harden, the expectation is he'll sign with Philly, right? Like nobody is thinking elsewhere for James Harden. And they have a friendship going back to their time in Houston. Joel Embiid, James Harden, that's attractive. I get it. Like, I'm not upset at PJ Tucker for wanting to go do that.
Oh, 100%. And then looking at his track record, man, and I love PJ. We bring it up. Like, he came in because Jay Crowder went to Phoenix and took his money.
Right.
But he was in Toronto, then went to Phoenix for 4 or 5 years, then went back to Toronto, then went to Houston for 4 years and played that money out, was in Milwaukee, and now he's in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like, PJ now is on the part where he is a, 37-year-old man?
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, the writing's on the wall for PJ, and I respect him for that now he's jumping around. He's gonna take the highest bidder and go to a competing team. He's not going to the Sacramento Kings. He's going to Philly,
yeah,
who has an MVP damn candidate in Joel Embiid and James Harden there. Like, this is chess. It's not checkers. He's not chasing money. He's getting paid later in his career and also being on competing teams. I respect PJ. I love when he was down here. But, you know, do what you do, PJ.
Yeah, so here's where things stand with him, by the way, because a lot of people are just saying, well, just pay him what he wants. Match Philly's 3-year, $30 million. And it's not that simple, right? The Heat are trying to operate under the hard tax. And some of these tax situations, luxury tax, hard tax, it could be, you know, a little complex. But Ira Winderman of the Sun Sentinel and Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald each kind of broke it down in simpler terms. So Ira wrote that having been with the Heat last season on a $7 million salary, the Heat have the right to start a new contract for Tucker at $8.4 million. That is the allowable 20% raise available to all players. But then he writes, however, the only higher starting salary slot available to the Heat for Tucker would be $10.3 million non-taxpayer mid-level exception, which would then trigger the Heat getting into the hard cap, which is what they're trying to avoid. So if the Heat don't want to go in the hard cap, they don't want to trigger the hard cap, which is what they would need to do to give him the $10 million a year that he wants. The only other option for the Heat is to offer him $8.4 million, as Ira stated. And Crowder, he's not going to take $8.4 for 3 years when he can take $10 for 3 years. $30 million for 3 years. It's just, as you mentioned, it's simple math. And I get it. I get why the Heat want to avoid being in the hard cap. They want to remain flexible because, as Ira stated in another column, this free agency period and this upcoming season in general is very volatile in terms of possible trades, possible disgruntled superstars, just possibilities that you want the Heat to be flexible for if, by happenstance, they want to make a move down the road.
And let's not, like, people want to get, don't get mad at PJ that he wants to go, you know, make more money. Because I remember the thing with Jason Taylor. And this was a part when I was at the Dolphins and JT went to the Jets. And we were all like, damn, big homie. Like, you're going to go to the Jets? The Dolphins and Bill Parcells offered him $1 million a year. The Jets gave him 2 for $14 million. And once we saw the numbers, we all were like, oh, yeah, JT, have a good time in New York. You know what I'm saying? As like a man. So to your point, Solana, if he can make $8 million with the Heat at the most, and now somebody's going to give him $10 million, like, to be honest, like, PJ, go get your money. And not $8 million for three. It would be the veteran exception, whatever. 3 for $30 million over $8 million for a year. Go get your $30 million, PJ. Like, I know you're a Heat culture guy, Solana. I know you love the team. No,
I get it.
You get the Heat culture and you know your girlfriend's a nurse and she puts it intravenously through your veins every night. Look at the numbers. If your last name was Alejandro Tucker and you were PJ's brother and he presented this situation to you, you would tell him, PJ, go get your $30 million, man. You're 37 years old. Go get your money.
I'm not mad, by the way. Like, I totally see it from that perspective. And I also am not mad at the Heat for trying to again, remain flexible. Anthony Chang, he laid it out in a different way, but also an eye-opening way. So he also, he discusses that PJ is 40 years old or approaching 40 years old at the end of that three-year deal, the one that he's going to sign. He's 37 now. So you want to go over the hard cap now, limit yourself, not only this free agency, but maybe in the future as well, for a guy who at the end of the deal is going to be 40? No. Like, that. Why would the Heat do that, Crowder, right? It doesn't make any sense. So I'm totally cool with this. And then Anthony Chang also writes that because if the Heat were to give him the $10 million, it would trigger the hard cap. He writes, the Heat could argue about the lack of state income tax in Florida, which is what we had discussed earlier in the week, would make up for some of the difference between its offer using what they call non-bird exception and any potential offer he receives from another team using the full non-taxpayer mid-level exception. But the bottom line is Tucker will still get more money even after taxes by signing a deal for the full non-taxpayer mid-level exception. So as you mentioned it, Crowder, it's simple math, and PJ Tucker will get more money in Philadelphia, and yeah, the Heat will remain flexible by avoiding the hard tax. So for everybody out there who's yelling at Mickey Arison, get in the luxury tax, get in the hard cap, the Heat know what they're doing, and they've had some pretty decent success the last 3 years, Crowder, and they've been doing it by staying out of the hard tax, remaining flexible, and that keeps them in the conversation when the Kyrie Irvings of the world may get traded by Brooklyn before the trade deadline, because you don't know if he's going to resign there, and why wouldn't you want to get some value for an NBA superstar?
And I don't think, don't act like the people, like you just said, and it just, I got a little goosebumps when you said it. People were like, oh, just go in the cellar. Mickey, spend the money. Mickey has spent the money. You remember the big three. Mickey was putting money out there. Yeah. Mickey was in the luxury tax. But let's be logical, like Pat Riley and those guys want to do it. Who's the other guy, the capologist?
Andy Ellisberg, baby.
Ellisberg.
Andy Ellisberg.
Like, Heat fans, if Andy Ellisberg and Pat Riley have not proven to y'all in the last 20 years that they know how this works and they figured this thing out, when we go in the bubble to the finals, we go to the Eastern Conference Finals and nobody believes in us, they know how to put a team together. Like right now, just talk about a 37-year-old, even Kyle Lowry, he let us down in the playoffs. He didn't let us down. His body let us down. He's older. They're doing this. Jay Crowder, they didn't want to give $30 million to. P.J. Tucker, they don't give $30 million to. When they say it and Pat has shown that he doesn't want to do this, I'm fine with it because I believe in Andy, I believe in Mickey, and I believe in Pat. So if you're really a Heat lifer, you have it running through your veins, the Heat forever and all the who, you know, don't run out the door when things get tough. You go. You say something all like that, and you love all that. But then when they make a decision, you don't trust it. I trust all three of those guys to make the right decision for this organization.
Yeah, I mean, you just have the fans who, if you don't land Donovan Mitchell, Bradley Beal, and Kyrie Irving this offseason, then it's a failure of an offseason. You can't operate that way. I mean, when those are your expectations, you've got to temper your expectations, people. Okay, let's play coy. And let's see what ends up happening. And I guarantee the way you feel today or tomorrow at 6 p.m. when you're seeing all these other teams ink some deals will not be the same way you feel come day one of the season. The Heat are going to be players and they're going to make moves. Maybe it's not the big splash you want, but they'll still improve their roster. I have no doubt about it.
I just want to ask those people, who are the two teams from the East that came out last year in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the Celtics and the Heat, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So all those guys you're bringing up, all those Phillies, the Phillies you're bringing up, and the Nets you're bringing up, they were not in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know how you can question that. I don't know how you can see the Brooklyn, and I know it was close and all this stuff. The Heat are competitors every year with this turnover, with these young guys they sign, with them, with Jovic. Jovic, my man is, what's his, Nikola Jovic.
Nikola Jovic, baby.
I trust him because Pat Riley likes him, and damn Andy Ellisberg likes him, and damn Mickey Arison likes him. I'm riding with them three. Those are my Amen, three guys Crowder. I trust on basketball decisions.
Amen. Hey, look at Channing Crowder. He's got culture flowing through his veins.
Come on, man. Culture, though. Let's be logically cultural when you come to the Heat.
All right, this sports update, I don't know what we're doing there. This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. James Harden, he has now opted out of his contract. I just got that notification as well, courtesy of Adrian Wojnarowski. More Woj bombs. That was expected. Declines his $47 million player option, and that now gives the Sixers, he writes, possibility of a new deal that could keep their roster flexibility or keep them with some flexibility in terms of roster, and depending on how much money he takes, could also alleviate some of their cap issues as well. Marlins play tonight at 7:45. Tomorrow, Tua will be on Tyreek Hill's latest podcast. We're all looking forward to that. I'm sure we'll have some good quotes from it for tomorrow's show starting at 2. We mentioned Bradley Beal declining his $36.4 million player option. Tomorrow, 6 p.m. is when the negotiation period begins in free agency. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7-866-954-MORE. Jimmy, quick weather, please.
Mostly cloudy, temperature 89 degrees with a feel of 101.
That was very quick and very good. That's what she said. Your weather, again, from the Demesman and Dover.
Not what she said to me.
Accident Attorney Weather Center. Not what they said to Jimmy either. Not what she said to
Jimmy. I don't know, but I don't want to compete with Jimmy. I know Jimmy throwing that thing.
We're going to talk with the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans, when we return on Hockman and Crowder.
Guys, if you have chronic joint pain, like myself, you know I had all them knee surgeries, you got to go to QC Kinetics. Now there's advances in medicine that can get you relief that you want. Well, listen to this. No more drugs, no downtime, and no more surgeries. You know I'm talking about the best. That's QC Kinetics. Regenerative medicine using concentrated healing properties from your own body so your body can heal itself. This is exciting stuff for anybody out there that's suffering with joint pain. QC Kinetics has 8 clinics in South Florida. So many people are being treated and they are having results. Imagine being pain-free again. Just think about that. No more pains. Imagine that. If your knees hurt, your back hurts, your shoulders, your hips, don't assume that those old school treatments of steroid shots and pain pills and surgeries are the only option. It's 2022. They are not the only option. Regenerative medicine is now helping people get lasting pain relief the natural way. These protocols are restoring and repairing damaged tissue, and it can be used in any joint in your body, but you gotta call QC Kinetics for those options. The steroids, the pain pills, all the stuff you've heard in the past, that's not the only way. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, no cost to you, so you can get those options from their amazing medical staff. They're from Palm Beach to Coral Gables. I'm telling you, there's a clinic near you. Call QC Kinetics right now, 954-787-PAIN. That's QC Kinetics, 954-787-PAIN. That's 954-787-PAIN.
All right, allow me to talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors here because we're in hurricane season, which is stressful for anyone in South Florida who owns a home or doesn't even own a home this time of year. But I always recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors if you own a home because you want to protect it and your possessions and your family. And I'm speaking from experience because when they install those PGT custom windows and doors, it'll reduce your stress level this time of year. BNT is the company my wife and I used at our home. It really is a great feeling. When they come out and they finally install those PGT custom windows and doors, you just feel a little safer as a homeowner in South Florida. You know, before I had the PGT custom windows and doors installed, I used to be one of the people in line for plywood every time a storm was approaching. Those days are over for me. Those days can be over for you, too. Do yourself, do your family a favor. Call BNT Impact Windows right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can check out their website, which is bntimpactwindows.com.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, and we're pretty much out of time because we went long with Doug Plagans. Crowder, Funky Buddha, by the way, good vibes on tap. But things have been happening. Things are happening everywhere. How about this, Crowder? Since we started talking with Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers, the Spurs traded Dejounte Murray to Atlanta for Danilo Gallinari, El Gallo, and three first-round draft picks and Gallinari for Dejounte Murray. But the Atlanta Hawks just got better. There's no doubt about it. And Jimmy sent me a notification that the Marlins fired Gary Denbo, who was the vice president of player development and scouting. That was reported by Craig Mish as well. So, news is breaking, and I have no doubt that in 24 hours from today, 6 p.m. tomorrow, we are going to get a ton of breaking news regarding the NBA as well.
Bro, you talking about Murray and Trae Young, the Hawks are believing in them, boy, because they have nothing to reload this team with.
Yeah, but I mean, they're kind of all in, right? When you have a guy like Trae Young, like you go all in. And I mean, they got better. There's no doubt about the team. I saw Ira Winterman tweet this out. The team the Heat beat in the first round is not the same team the Hawks are going to field next season when the Heat have to play them again. Like they clearly improved, and they got another star. I don't know if Dejounte Murray is a superstar. I would never call him that, but he's certainly a star caliber player, I think.
Oh yeah, this is offense though, baby. They put up 125. Solana, you got a chance to win every game.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, definitely. All right, we got to get out of here. Tell everybody about Athletic Greens, and we'll wrap things up.
So they've heard me talk about all y'all heard me talk about Athletic Greens on the show. Do you want to find out what all the hype is about with AG1? I am telling you, because plenty of people are using it and the benefits are plentiful. I'm talking about, I've been taking it now for about a week and it's great. With Athletic Greens, you put one scoop in a glass of water, you drink it to start your day off right, and Athletic Greens support gut health, nervous system, immune system, plus energy and focus. And I'm telling you, the energy is amazing. I stopped drinking coffee. And the great thing is just one scoop. No more having to take a million pills, opening the pills, have the little, you know, the little plastic things with all the pills in it where you had to take them different times a day. One scoop of Athletic Greens, and it's different. Everything in Athletic Greens is what you need, and it's all in one scoop. Athletic Greens was created by the founder, who experienced tons of gut health issues, ended up with a complicated supplement routine to recover. It cost him $100 a day, so he created Athletic Greens. Experience it for himself and how difficult it was to create an optimal nutrition routine by yourself. He figured it out, and he's helping us all out now. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's one scoop in a glass of water every day. I'm telling you, that's it. That's all I do. No need for a million pills. No need for all the supplements to keep your health up. AG1 AG1 got you, and AG1's making it easy. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. And all you have to do to get that nutrition one scoop is go to athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, all you got to do, athleticgreens.com/WQAM, and you're going to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
All right, we got to go because we went super over on time. Thank you to Doug Plagans there who joined the show. I'm sure he's enjoying In-N-Out and then Panda Express for like the 10th time in Vegas. Thank you to Steven, as always, for doing an excellent job back at the studio. And we can't forget about Jimmy, who nailed it. Three weather reports today, 3 for 3. Crowder, tomorrow there's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about. So I'm looking forward to 2 p.m. already.
Oh, we're ready to go, Solana. And yes, if y'all go to Vegas, man, y'all get some good food. Don't eat no damn Earl of Sandwich.
We will speak with you mañana.
Can I still go to the Venta Taylor Ray?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.